I strongly support Howard Baker's idea of a first brigade, the idea that 50,000 people ought to be ready to move. Now, that implies that they've got to move to someplace, as I see it. They really ought to be suspended out there on ships or in aircraft. And I think that we're going to have to make a full accounting to our allies of precisely what our game plan is. Up to this point, we've indicated we would not respond. That force was not in the picture. As a matter of fact, our allies could see there was nothing in the picture. Now, the State, or rather the Defense Department, responded a couple of days after Senator Baker's Iowa speech on December the 6th by saying Secretary Brown was going to order and put into the budget some money for the Marines to get 50,000 people, at least the first part of it, maybe ready by 1983, mind you. That's 3 years from now, conceivably, under the Brown plan. Yeah, well, that won't be good enough, and I think our allies see a three-year hiatus at that point.
How could, if we had had this first brigade, how would that have stopped the takeover of the embassy or have rescued the hostages if it were taken over?
Well, it certainly would not be helpful in rescuing the hostages. I suspect that the first question is the important one, and that is people in other countries planning to take over our embassies, or take over anything for that matter that has the United States of America attached to it, have known that there was no possible deterrence from this country of doing that, short of nuclear attack or some off-the-wall strange love suggestion of that variety. It's a very different response, I think. Maybe not in all cases, but I think it's different. If you know that there are people that are mobile, that are pretty good at anti-terror activities, been trained in this sort of way, they're up front, you can see them, they have the ships and the planes and so forth to do this type of thing, as well as the basing operations.